It's November 12, the day that Cabbage Patch Dolls went on sale for the first time, just in time for Christmas, in 1983.
It's not as if you're just going into a shop and buying a doll and walking out. You sign adoption papers, you say an oath.
New Zealand won a test match in Australia for the first time on this day in 1985, led by Martin Crowe's 188.
It'll be 50 up for Martin Crowe. What a splendid knock it's been.
And paying tribute today to an actress considered to be one of the greatest of the silver screen era, Grace Kelly, Princess of Monaco. Born on this day in 1929, died tragically in a car accident, age 52.
Tonight you're going to see one of the Riviera's most fascinating sights.
It's Neil Young's birthday today, the singer and songwriter who's had a successful solo career in between stints with groups like Buffalo Springfield, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Crazy Horse. Neil is 75 today.
Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were.
Aussie tennis great Paul McNamee celebrates his 66th birthday. Famous Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci is 59. She starred in the 1976 Olympics, winning 3 golds.
The score that we said made Olympic history only days ago, now becoming commonplace for Nadia Comăneci.
From those famous victories to another sporting celebrity who hit the headlines for all the wrong reasons, US figure skater Tonya Harding turns 50.
People want to say things about me that, you know, they have their own opinions and they can say what they would like.
It's actor Ryan Gosling's 40th. Starred in Blade Runner 2049, The Notebook, Drive and La La Land.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You're a barista. And I can see how you could then look down on me from all the way up there.
Actress Anne Hathaway is 38. She starred in The Princess Diaries before going on to movies like Alice in Wonderland, The Dark Knight Rises and Les Mis. An Australian golfing champion and former world number one, Jason Day, turns 33.
A phenomenal talent and a major champion.
Now, it was in 2018 that tributes were flowing for comic book legend Stan Lee, who died aged 95.
I was the best proofreader you ever saw because I enjoyed those stories. I couldn't wait to read them.
Remembering Stan Lee on November 12.